So, didn't catch the show on
Tuesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nate show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them.
Still or producer that? Grace.
Sorry, I went to fully rail.
You went to rail. You railist, dude.
Railist.
Jeez, been back for day one and you're already towie for the boys, eh?
Towie. Towie. Oh, that's a word I haven't heard in a long time.
That's because you haven't been here.
I haven't heard that word in like 3 or 4 weeks. Strangely, the time we haven't been together.
Welcome back to Change. Woo!
Thank you. It is good to be back. I feel more alive.
Yeah. Can't remember what you know and what you don't know.
No.
In terms of the podcast, and shout out to maybe people who are new. Well, maybe they listen for a bit and then they drop off and they come back.
Sure.
We do this. This is at the start.
Oh, this is at the start, is it?
Yeah.
This is a big bit at the start.
Right.
And there's nothing at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've gone back to...
There's been some changes.
Okay.
There's been some changes, mate.
Have there?
Change backs.
Yeah, we've gone back again.
We've reversed.
Yeah, we had
it doesn't make more sense.
We had a vasectomy and then we undid that.
We had some meetings while you were away.
Yeah. Can they have fun?
Oh, they're always fun meetings. You know, that's love
every
all
every meeting we have love, here.
Love every
great.
Meeting. Love all feedback. It's all important and we take all of it on board.
No, I do. I will say I love feedback because even if it's something I don't agree with, it's a great story to tell other people.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So feedback, I'm fine. It's the meeting.
Better love them. It could have been an email.
Hey, guys, I love the podcast, but it doesn't make a lot of sense when you're just doing a little bit at the top and you've sort of meeting the big bits at the end. You should do that at the... Yeah, but that's what we were doing.
Yeah, let's go and do that.
Hey, guys, I've just chucked a meeting in the calendar. What time is it?
It's 8:30 a.m. Yeah, we finished at 9.
Yeah.
But that's when I'm there.
We had a meeting the other day. It was about, it was in the morning. It was early. And Nath came out of my house. And if you don't know podcasters, I was about to say it's Jimmy here. Someone messaged us on Instagram and said one of the things I hate is when I say it's Jimmy here.
I've heard that too, I'll be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a clever little radio thing.
Well,
I mean, it is, but people don't.
I think the people who are regular listeners, like people who listen, they're like, I get it, mate. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Whereas people who are just joining the radio show, maybe tuning in for the first time, they don't know who's Jimmy and Nath. So that's why I do it.
It's so funny because I listen to you two and I would know your voice so easily, obviously, and who's talking.
But
I listen to, well, that too.
It helps.
Yeah. I listen to any other male radio show and I'm like, I have no clue who's talking.
Yeah. And they don't do that. So that's why I do it. And I think the people who message are people who listen a lot.
Well, can I ask a question? It's Jimmy here talking about it.
Yes, go ahead. It's Grace here talking. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Who was telling you, Grace? Where are you getting this feedback?
I will not reveal my sources.
It was your mum, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't your mum who messaged us. So, I got feedback years ago about whistling to stop that, and I never did.
No, and I'm glad because remember when you stopped whistling? Because you often whistle at the start of a show or the introduction to a big segment or something like that, and you stopped doing it and you didn't tell me. And I remember I did straight away, I was like, something seems off.
You didn't know
what it is because I didn't know it was you because I'm so used to hearing that. And then I was like, something's off.
No, don't keep doing it.
Why?
It is annoying when it's repeated.
Jeez, you've come back with some feedback, haven't you?
Yeah,
we love it. That's what we love.
Well, I do love feedback because I'm going to tell someone else who's not Grace in a group chat and be like, Grace came back and you just gave us the most awful feedback.
Yeah.
No, we had a meeting the other day. It was really early. And on the meeting, just to start things, I just said, and Nathan fell off the chair. I went, really need to do this in the morning?
Good.
We're up late. And everyone was like, it's true, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm more than happy to jump in a meeting. Doesn't sound like I am, but I am, as long as it's later in the afternoon.
I mean, you've just gone hard on meetings. But
hey, we've all got our things. Let's all say something we don't love.
How much time we got?
No, just one thing, not everything. Go through the list.
Is this work related?
No, we're just anything.
Well, it's good
to get off your chest.
Yeah.
Just give me one.
There was another thing that I wanted to add, because, you know, I've got my list of things that really piss off Nath. It's Nath talking. Is, people who jog at pedestrian lights.
Stop lights, yeah.
Stop. Just stop, guys. Yeah. You're not going to...
Is this your one thing?
No, I'm just going through those things as well. So that.
No, you got to listen to the other podcast to find out what
that's true. That's true. Yeah, go back and listen. But there was another thing, and I can't remember what it was, but there was something that happened the other day. I was like, I'm adding that. I'm adding that to the thing. I can't remember what it was.
You have a think. I'll go to Grace.
I realised this the other day and I was like, this is a real weird pet peeve and very specific. When you're watching a show like The Bachelor and The Bachelor goes on a date with some girl or whatever and he's like, she's like, wow, did you come up with all of this? And he's like, yeah, I did. And I'm just like, no, you didn't.
Oh, I've got it. I just remembered my thing.
Okay, I'll hear your thing and then I'll give some feedback on Grace's.
Yeah, go Grace's first because that's fresh and I wasn't listening.
That gives me the impression you were watching The Bachelor.
I was. I've been watching a lot of TV over the last couple of weeks.
I don't think The Bachelor's not on TV right now. Okay. American, Australian?
Reruns. I'm
watching a rerun.
Good on you, mate. Australia.
Mm.
Bachelor, which season?
I was watching a couple.
Gee,
I watched the Tim Robards, the first one, the Tim Robards one.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're happily married, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing well.
They're doing well.
It didn't come up to date, though, so don't say it, Tim. Anyway, that's the thing that you've remembered.
So, you know when you're watching, be it a movie, and this is only at home, right? When you're watching a movie or a TV show at home.
You guys hanging out watching stuff. It's when they go on a date.
Yeah. And you're watching it, because this happens with my fiancé, Meg, right? So every time you're watching something, and the volume will often increase when there's a music scene.
Yes, yeah. I hate this.
Yeah, and people turn, and she turns it down. She goes, oh, it's so loud. Oh, you're the opposite. You're one of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, I get
I'm still a little confused.
So, you know, perfect example. You know, when you're watching a TV show, a streaming TV show, and it'll often start with a couple of scenes before it goes into the intro music and all that stuff, yeah? So you're watching it, right, and then the intro music starts, and the intro music is often a bit louder, a tad louder than what was happening beforehand. Meg will turn it right down during that period. And then turn it back up again. It's like, just wait. The intro goes for 10 seconds. You don't need to turn it all the way down.
You know what you should be more annoyed at? It's not Meg for doing what's right here. It's the people who, whoever's editing the sound, fix it.
Yeah, oh, so normalise it.
Sound editors.
Yep. You're going after sound people,
so,
are you?
Yep. I mean, Bones edits this.
Yep.
Can you make Grace sound weird in it?
No, like,
just draw her. Can you make her sound...
You know who we need to go after? The sound editors.
No, can you make it sound really, really loud? Like stupid loud that people are going to have to turn their podcast off.
No, because then they're
going to
turn the podcast off.
No, they'll just turn it down because... Okay, from now. Because so that means you know it's coming.
Okay,
right?
You know it's coming. Grace, say something.
Hello?
Oh, God!
Oh, whoa, oh, so loud. Oh, Bones, audio Bones, could it also be really high-pitched? Like, hello? Yeah. Go again. Yeah.
Awful.
I don't know why I did it, knowing it would be edited.
I hope he doesn't do anything to it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being a part of it. Jim, an Aussie office worker has left a furious note after suspecting his office workers were stealing his expensive coffee. Not happy, the big fella. He said that a 200-gram jar had cost him almost $15, and he was missing about 20% of his contents, despite him only using it for 3 coffees. So it didn't quite equate, and he was quite upset.
Beans, bags, ground stuff?
Ground stuff. So it's kind of like a fancy Makona. I know. So he was...
Because is it in like a Makona jar with the little, half glass, half plastic?
Yeah, it's not Makona though. How fun is that, just quietly taking that top off? Oh,
I just love the combination
of Makona?
Glass and plastic. There's not a lot of... Like, name me something else that's half glass, half plastic.
No, I can't, mate. I can't. Which is, I mean, and good on Makona. The good people, Makona, doing some good stuff.
Sorry, but just Grace is written through Vegemite?
No, that's a twist top, Grace.
It's a glass jar with a plastic lid.
Yeah,
glass
but
and plastic.
You're going for the pop, weren't you?
Well, no, I did. No, sorry, guys. You're both confused with what I was saying. I'll re-go again. It's half-half. So it's like exactly half glass, half plastic. Whereas Vegemite, I'd say the majority is glass and the top is plastic. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right there.
Thank you.
Glad we cleared it up. So, essentially, he penned a letter. He was so upset that people were stealing his expensive coffee grounds that he's written a letter. And this is what he said to his fellow staff. He goes, "Are you seriously thieving my coffee?" Exclamation mark and also 2 underlines under thieving. "It literally has my initials on top of the lid. How dare you? These are $15 each. I've had 3 coffees and 1/5 is gone." Very specific. You know you're stealing, so stop. Work at his writing. Okay. You know you're stealing, so stop. P.S. Thanks for bursting open the foil so it's more convenient for you to pour yourself a massive drink, dickhead.
Oh, Jesus. That was came out of nowhere.
I know I added dickhead just because it was a bit of a boring letter. I just think it needed a bit more punch.
I'll be honest, if you asked me to give you that note back... I couldn't because I was quite bored. Yeah. And then you just yelled dickhead at me.
And right? I got you back, didn't I?
And I went, swearing doesn't suit you.
Thanks, Mum. So what I want to do now is 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. Have you nicked something from the work fridge? I know we've all done it. I still do it. Have you nicked something from the work fridge that wasn't yours? Big ones for me are cheese. I often take cheese because I find they should be communal, even though they're not. They might have like Sarah written on it, but I'm taking a slice.
Those little like boxes of sliced cheese. You take a slice out.
Always take those. Yep, so cheese is a big one for me. Sauce. Always take other people's sauce.
Sauce is communal.
No,
sorry.
Absolutely. And I'm not talking.
Sarah. It doesn't matter if your name's on the mayonnaise.
Exactly. Hey, guess what?
I need some mayo.
Unless you're going to put a lock on it. I'm using your bloody sauce.
Yeah.
Especially like if it's outside, like ketchup and tomato, ketchup and barbecue.
American?
Yeah. Sorry, barbecue and tomato.
Ketchup.
Dead horse.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
You say dead horse when we go to restaurants. Fancy places.
I'm trying to be someone I'm not.
Hey, we're here. Two guys talking, mates. Just be yourself.
Be honest with yourself.
I don't want people thinking my best friend's some idiot who says ketchup.
Some wanker who says some ketchup. Dickhead. What's wrong with you? Tomato juice. If it's a fancy sauce, I'm going after it. You know what I mean?
Oh, mate, any type of sauce.
If you're leaving a Nando's peri peri in there, that's mine, baby.
Well, it's just communal, mate. Sauce.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. So they're the. I mean,
I'm not going to bite into your chicken leg.
But although, if you got, I think about it. Pizza is another one. I've taken somebody's pizza before.
No,
you don't steal people's food.
No, I don't steal people's
food. I've seen you do it many times.
No, but if you're going to steal, you've got to steal the whole thing and throw it out. You know what I mean? You can't just take a slice.
Oh, and then blame the cleaners.
For me, it's you've got to take the full food.
Yeah, of course.
If you're having little bits of things that no one notices, like a slice of cheese, a bit of sauce, I'm okay with that. But if it comes to food, you've got to eat the whole thing and you've got to destroy the evidence.
Yeah, don't take a bite.
And look, I'm sorry. I know that recycling is important, but if it's a recyclable container, no, it's going in the bin. Don't leave any evidence.
131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now and admit we know we've all done it. Are you a work fridge fiend?
Oh, this pizza's good. It's good.
Put the pizza down and your hands up, you fridge fiend.
It wasn't me.
131060, Australia. I've been into this. This is fun, isn't it? 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Have you nicked something from the fridge that wasn't yours? Belonged to somebody else? We've all done it. This is a safe space. Admit to being a work fridge fiend. And you know what? To make yourself feel better, $50 Jimmy Brings vouchers up for grabs. You could score yourself one of those. 131060. Just jump on the phones and admit to being a work fridge fiend. We know you've all done it before. Even if it's the smallest little piece of food. To a three-course meal that somebody brought in and you've nicked it. Whatever it is, work fridge fiends, jump on the phones, 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Asking the question, 131060, confess, have you stolen something that wasn't yours from the work fridge, a.k.a. you are a work fridge fiend?
Oh, this pizza's good. It's good.
Put the pizza down and your hands up, you fridge fiend.
It wasn't me.
Happens all the time. We know you're doing it. It happens all the time. And we've got quite a few people calling 131060 work fridge fiends to confess to nicking something from the work fridge that isn't yours. But Audio Bones has made a little surprise for us, Jim.
Okay.
He's made a little, he's called it a skit, right?
Skit?
A skit commercial. He clearly doesn't like work fridge fiends. So he's made a little ad.
So this is an ad?
A little ad to
Audio Bones going above. I love this.
Oh, no. This is how good he is, our audio wizard, Audio Bones. So he's made a little thing. We haven't heard this, right? So this is apparently Audio Bones' way to warn off work fridge fiends. Have a listen.
You wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't steal a handbag. You wouldn't steal a TV. You wouldn't then give back that TV and then steal it again. Taking someone else's food from the work fridge is still stealing, and stealing is illegal. Don't steal from the work fridge. We're watching you.
Read by CC Bones, approved by the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Round of applause. That
he's very good. Sounds like somebody stole it. You know what? Yeah. And he hasn't got over it.
I mean, I would steal a handbag in a car, so... I will take the mayonnaise in the fridge.
Of course. Lexi from Blacktown, are you a work fridge fiend, Lexi?
Yes, well, I used to be, but, it all originated where I used to bring my milk in and someone would steal my milk. So after a while, like, I lived with it for a little bit, but then I got really sick of it. I go, you know what, I'm not bringing it in anymore. Like, and then I just started doing it back to whoever was doing it to me.
Oh, a bit of taste of their own medicine. So what are we talking, like a full cream situation, Lexi?
Oh, yeah.
So there was no like communal work milk.
Oh no, those stingy as.
Oh, stingy as. See, I mean, that's it. You're so right, Jim. Communal milk. I thought that was just a thing.
Thing, yeah.
So, because that's how we supply our own houses with the communal milks. good on you, Lexi. Tegan from Oakley. Hi, Teagues.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Teagues. Are you a work fridge fiend?
I am, unfortunately. As a single teacher, we have a chef in our kitchen who makes these beautiful Vegemite skulls. And so all the staff members, we go into the kitchen and we pinch the Vegemite skulls before the children eat them. And then we shuffle them around so it looks like we haven't actually stolen any. But in reality, we've taken about 10 skulls before, like, the kids have eaten them while the chef is on a break.
So you're robbing the kids of Vegemite skulls, Teagues?
Yep, and the staff.
And the staff. Good on you, Tegan.
Doing the
hero's work. Are you, just quickly, Teagues, you enjoying the Vegemite scrolls? You keep doing it?
Oh, I love it. We had it today, and we just took about, like, five, and the poor kids, they only got two each, so it's all right.
I'll be honest with you, Nath. Well done for you asking another question to Tegan, because I actually had no idea anything she said, and I was just going over what you said. I was like, is Tegan underwater?
Well, she is, yeah. She's had to make a quick escape for admitting to eating the Vegemite scrolls.
I had no idea what was going on, and I'm nodding because I'm looking at you, and I'm like, well, Nath must hear
it. I got every word from Teagues.
And then you went, the Vegemite scrolls, and I went, yep.
Valdek from Vermont. Hello, Valdek.
Yes, hello. How are you guys?
We are good. Are you a work fridge fiend, mate?
Yeah, when I was 20... now I'm 53. Mm. I used to work for this beautiful company with Polish people, and my boss used to have beautiful sandwiches with Polish sausages inside. Oh, so I used to pinch every break, every day. And for the other guys, I used to put laxative.
Hang on.
Your boss put laxatives in the sandwiches?
No. I was pinching my boss's sandwiches.
Yep.
Like, five times a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was 20. I couldn't, make sandwiches on time, whatever.
Mm.
And for the other guys working there, I used to put laxatives.
You put laxatives in their sandwiches?
Yeah. Or whatever food they brought.
Why, Valdek?
Because for fun.
For fun. How?
Yeah.
And so would they be shitting themselves at work?
There was a massive queue always, at the toilet.
And you're sitting
there. They only have one toilet.
One toilet. So they're all a big queue there, and you're sitting there laughing, eating your boss's Polish sausages.
Yeah, I have to be hidden somewhere. Yeah, but I was laughing from the queue.
How long did you do this for, Valdek?
Oh, I actually improved later.
You improved later? Well, as in you
I was putting in the instant coffee laxative.
Did you? Valdek, do you enjoy watching people poo themselves?
Yeah, of course.
Did you get fired from this job?
Never. Nobody knew.
Everyone came to work every day. You stole your boss's sandwich. Everyone else just shit himself.
Yeah, I was working there for 3 years.
Fired because no one else was efficient. They're all shitting themselves, and he was the only one that could work.
All good. Yeah, I got the brownies.
You got the brownie points. Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah.
Kyle from Canberra. Hello, Kyle.
How you going?
There you go, mate.
Well, I mean, Kyle, I'll be honest.
I'm a bit thrown, Kyle. I'm a bit thrown, mate.
Yeah, I'd be thrown by that too.
Yeah, no, I mean, have you nicked something from the work fridge, Kyle?
Yeah, many years ago I used to. At my previous job, I used to, I'd puncture the hole in the top of people's soft drink cans, and I'd take the soft drink, or I'd just empty it, and then I'd replace it with water.
You would siphon out soft drink. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. How do you do that, Kyle?
I used to work at a hardware place, so I'd just punch at the top with something sharp and then just take the drink out and fill it back up. And then I got a bit trickier in the end. I ended up puncturing the bottom of the can so it looked like it was still sealed, and then they'd crack it open and there was water in it.
You tricky man. Tricky man.
That's good. That's actually quite smart.
Imagine if these two worked together. You wouldn't have your soft drink to ease your sore tummy from shitting yourself. I mean, it'd be the worst day ever.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, in the name of science, six United Kingdom and Australian-based paediatricians have agreed to swallow Lego heads.
Just the heads of little Lego men.
Yes, okay. To determine how long it would take for their bodies to pass them, to poop them.
If they worked with Voldek, it'd be straight away, wouldn't it? It's the laxatives.
Every lunch, I put it in sandwiches. Lego heads everywhere.
So many Lego heads. So funny.
I improve. I do it in instant coffee.
Shout out to Valdek. One of the great guys.
Valdek, if you're listening, we love you, mate. I'm not making fun. I am tipping the hat.
Tipping the hat. Classic hat. Jimmy walks around with a hat.
Tipping the hat.
Pharrell Williams.
Funny guy. Yeah. The healthcare professionals revealed the results of their study in the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health. Mm. The experiment, they said, was to help parents get a better idea of how long it would likely take their child to pass a small foreign object.
Okay.
Such as a coin or Lego head. Because you're quite stressful as a parent. Your child swallows something, like, when is this going to
come
out?
When's that coming out, yeah.
Now, I mean, they're adults. I don't know if it's different.
No, that was question one for me. You've got adult scientists versus little kids.
Yeah.
So, unless there's any, like, baby doctors out there that are like, I'll do it.
Yes, I mean, they didn't really talk about that bit. So, we'll just push on.
Or just really small doctors, maybe.
Tiny. By the end, they determined it took roughly 1 to 3 days to pass the Lego head, the average time being 1.7 days.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's probably what I would guess.
Yeah.
1.7 days.
Though interesting, one of the doctors took him 2 weeks to get that Lego head out.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
he went the whole Battlestar Galactica ship. It's very difficult to pass.
Stuck in the colon. The Hogwarts castle.
Very difficult
brick
to pass.
Brick by
brick. That was it was Brickman.
So what I want to do on 131060 Australia, I'd love for you to share with us your swallow stories.
Call 131060 now because we want to hear your...
I think I just swallowed my mic.
It's time for swallow stories.
Fun fact, Audio Bones actually dropped a microphone and swallowed it.
Yep, that's...
And he'll get that back in 1.7 days.
I think it's a bit bigger than a Lego head, mate.
It's a tiny mic. It was a really small mic. Yep.
So 131060, give us a call, Australia. What did you or someone else swallow? Maybe by accident, maybe on purpose.
Mm.
I knew a bloke whose party trick it was, this is when we were 18, to... It's not funny. Mm. To swallow people's pet goldfish.
Oh, I know. I knew somebody who did this too. Why?
Yeah. He would always, we'd always have a few too many beers. Yeah. And then he'd be like,
as you want me to,
I'll go swallow your goldfish.
Watch what I do to Bloody Nemo.
Everyone would be like, no.
What are you doing? No. Was it a threat?
No.
It's like, give me a beer, I'll swallow your Bloody Nemo.
No. We'd all be drinking and then he'd just go, you want to see something? And we go, no, Johnny. Yeah. You're going to go try to swallow the goldfish.
Sweet bloody goldfish.
And sometimes he just, like, unprompted, would go into a house.
And because they don't chew, do they? They just throw it down the gullet.
So he'd go get the goldfish, he'd put it in his mouth, and he'd walk back outside, and we'd all be standing there. He's like, mmm. Don't look at him.
Don't. He wants your attention.
And then we'd all look, and he'd go, bleh, and it'd be on his tongue, and they'd go,
and then what? And then he'd never see it again. Did he poop them out? And they'd be dead by the time they...
Well, I'll be... Yeah, they'd be dead.
Yeah.
But I never asked him. It wasn't a scientific study.
Still mates with Johnny?
No. He went to jail.
Did he?
Yeah.
Interesting. Do I want to know what for?
No.
Am I going to press the dump button again?
All right. I'd have two dumps in one show.
131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. Swallow stories. What did you accidentally swallow or... Much like Johnny and the Goldfish, what did you swallow on purpose? We'll take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Call 131060 now because we want to hear your...
I think I just swallowed my mic.
It's time for Swallow Stories.
Yes, 131060, what did you or someone else swallow? This is after some scientists, some paediatricians... agreed to swallow Lego to see how long it takes to poop out.
I remember I swallowed one of those big Allen's snakes once.
Hole?
Hole, right?
What are you doing?
I was in the movies and I was only little and I couldn't see, probably. and I just shoved
it's
it in
so
there.
Long.
Yeah, well, because
keep sucking.
No, no. What I did was I scrunched it up into a ball.
Oh,
like made it into like a jelly gobstopper. Swallowed the whole thing, and I honestly freaked out when it happened.
Yeah.
That I was so excited for it to come out whole. Didn't I? Actually, don't remember it because I remember watching for the next few days.
It never came out.
Well, I'm sure it might.
Maybe it's still in.
Some say you can still hear it. I'm a slipping little snake.
You can hear the slippery little snake.
Some say you can still hear it inside. Yeah. No, it didn't come out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming it did, but it didn't come out how I thought. I thought it'd be like one of those magicians like with the hankies. It wasn't.
You ever see when your dog eats a piece of like towel or rope or something that comes out whole?
That's what I thought. I thought this will be a fun activity for a 1.7 days time. Wasn't. Josh from the Hunter Valley. Hello, Josh.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you swallow? What's your swallow story?
My daughter. It was my daughter that swallowed it.
Yeah.
It was 8 little tiny round magnets. They stick together. And she was sitting there playing with it above, like she was laying down in bed.
Yeah.
And she was playing with it above her face.
Oh.
And they separate, because if you, like, you flick them around, they unhook.
Yeah.
And she swallowed 8 little tiny round magnets.
Oh.
And had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get surgery to remove them because they couldn't obstruct your bowel and stuff.
Oh.
And yeah, so
she's okay, Josh.
She's perfectly fine now. It was nearly 2 years ago now.
Wow.
Josh? Are they toys? Is this a kid's toy?
Yeah, they are a toy. They're very small. They're only like quarter of a centimeter, but they literally like they stick together, and you can make little patterns or a little cube out of them.
Yeah.
And I bought hundreds of them, but. Yeah, the kids are just not allowed to play with them.
Yeah, well,
yeah, no. Yeah, I can't think why.
Not at all.
Get on you, Joshy. Thank you very much. Okay, Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Now, Rachel, did you swallow something last night?
I did. Not as gruesome as the last story, but I survived, obviously. I was having a cigarette.
Unless you're calling from the dead.
Beyond the grave.
Yes. I was having a cigarette and ashed in my glass of water, and I didn't realise until after I drank my water and there was a little bit left in the bottom with the water. And, it was totally gross, and I don't recommend it.
You drank Siggy Ash water?
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Oh.
I was awake because I felt like crap, and that just added to it. So it was great. I had a really good night.
I mean, we did just go from 8 mini magnets in a 3-hour surgery to go, bit of me ash, fill in me drink.
Yeah.
Will from Clayton. Will, what did you swallow?
When I was like a little baby, I went off. My grandma was looking after me, and I swallowed the toilet brush. Like, was sucking on it.
Well, hang on. The whole like a full toilet brush. That's like 40.
No. Just like the bristles and that.
Okay, so the bristles came off.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It must have been an old toilet brush or something.
But how hard were you sucking?
I don't know. Ask 3-year-old me, but it must have been a fair bit.
So, okay, so that, I thought that when you said brush, that's like 40 centimetres, but even the bristle, that's like a good, 6 centimetres? Like, that's decent. A
couple of inches.
Yeah. So you swallow, which is massive.
Huge.
So you swallowed that a whole, Will?
Yep, and then I had to go to hospital, and my grandma lied to my mum about where I was.
What did she say? You broke into a Bunnings and went
know,
on a...
Just, oh, yeah, he's asleep or something out the back.
Out the back? What, in the shed? In the outhouse.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Hard. Do you feel a bit, like, ill about it, Will? Like you were sucking on a toilet brush.
Yeah, look, definitely not my proudest moment, for sure.
No. I don't know if I want to know your proudest moment, Josh. I mean, Will, I mean, like, down there.
Who's Josh?
I don't know, mate. I'll be honest, I'm pretty grossed out. Sam. Sam from Melbourne. Hi, Sam.
How you going?
Yeah, mate. Good. What'd you swallow, Sam?
Oh, one summer I was really thirsty. I was working, and I went to grab my water bottle, and I took a big gulp, drank it, and then I felt something on my throat. I thought, what the heck is that? Anyway, I looked at the bottle. There's a lizard tail in there, so obviously I swallowed the whole lizard.
You swallowed an entire lizard, only leaving the tail.
Yeah, you know when they're threatened, they leave their tails behind, didn't they?
Yeah. And he sounded like he was threatened, didn't he?
The little tail was in, actually, the bottle was still moving, and the lizard was down my throat.
So you swallowed the lizard?
Yeah, the first little lizard, yeah.
Did you feel it? Like, was it moving around inside of you?
Zipping around?
I don't know. I saw something moving down my throat, so I was like, freaking out. I go, what the? You know, I looked at the bottle, and there was a little tail still moving in the bottle.
Okay. I mean, did it come out? The other end?
No, just stayed in there. Just went back to work.
Stayed in like the Allen snake in my mind.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, how's this? A teacher has revealed the secret code they use to talk to parents of difficult kids, either at parent-teacher interviews or on report cards. Something that you and I forced our parents to go through many times was the different languages they would use to describe both you and I. Most of the time it was... What did we get? We got
pleasant but talkative.
Yeah. Or overexcitable was another big one that I would get.
I didn't get that one as much because like I was not really interested.
Yeah.
But I was interested in having fun, having a good time.
Of course, yeah.
So my interests were in the classroom, but of entertainment, not for the curriculum.
Producer Grace, you would have been like straight A student.
Oh, I was always a pleasure to have in class.
Yeah.
Good.
And still always a pleasure now. No complaints yet.
Well, here's some of the phrases that apparently have a secondary meaning for teachers.
So what are these on report cards?
These on report cards and when they say it in person, right?
IRL.
Yeah. So the first one is a pleasure to be around means wanker or snob.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm joking. That was
good bit.
No,
not in there. Your child is very social, right? So this is a main one teachers are using. Your child is very social means they won't stop talking.
Yeah, distracts others.
Distracts others. Mm. Something that Jimmy and I did a lot. Still do. In the office, constantly. There's another one. Their excitement is contagious. I feel like I actually got this exact phrasing.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, their excitement is contagious, which apparently means, according to teacher code, they are unable to calm down and are very distracting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, the fact that we're contagious means that we're impacting the rest of the class.
Yeah, disrupting everyone else.
Read between the lines, guys. And this is the third one. Your child is a natural-born leader.
Oh.
Just means they're super bossy.
I think I might have got that one too.
Yeah.
So I want to ask the question, 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. What did your teacher say about you? I'd love to know this if you can remember something that they wrote on a report card or something they said at parent-teacher that your parents told you. What did your teacher say about you? 131060. And not only that, I'd love to know if they were right or you've improved. You know what I mean? If you're still like that or if they said you won't amount to anything and you're a super successful CEO right now.
Look, no, that wouldn't say I've amounted to a lot. We're doing late nights.
No, but you've used the skill that you were told not to.
Yeah, I had a teacher. A teacher who said, I'd never amount to anything.
Mm.
So I guess this is something.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely
a positive. Though I did have a teacher once because when you're thinking of that excitement thing, it was a math class and there was a little like balcony outside our window. And I was doing a bit where I was sitting at the back and I'd hop out the window and walk along like the little ledge.
Oh, like Spider-Man.
And then I'd come back in and I'd sit at the front.
It's a good one.
And then I'd try and get involved and answer questions. And then I'd go back out the window and then I'd walk back down on the little like ledge and get back into the back. And then I'd ask some more questions. And the class thought it was hilarious. But the teacher was just not giving me anything. Yeah. And I was just getting so angry. And then one of the other kids was like, Miss, just give him attention and then he'll stop it. And she's like, oh, well, maybe he'll fall off.
I'm so glad that you and I weren't in the same class because I did a similar bit.
You did a similar bit?
A similar bit. I only did it once. I didn't do it. You sound like you did that all the time.
Yeah.
I did it one time.
Because, you know, I love jumping out windows
absolutely.
And doing stuff.
Well, this was a ground level. It was I remember it was history and it was a demantable. So it was easy to get out the window. It was a long room. So I only did it once, climbed out of the window, right? Walked around the building and then knocked on the door and said, sorry, I'm late, miss.
That's a good bit.
One of the great bits.
Yeah.
Teacher didn't agree.
You share a story, Producer Grace.
I was my kindergarten teacher's flower girl.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything about that on the list?
Yeah, wanker.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
To wrap up the show for Tuesday night, it's the Jimmy and Nate Show.
Quentin time!
That's it, guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is it. All good things must come to an end. If you haven't already, make sure you go check out our video with Sam Fisher. Had him on the show earlier. We did a high on Jimmy and Nath interview, which was really exciting.
Absolutely.
So,
if you want to know what that means, you got to see it.
Yeah.
You got to see it to believe it.
It's honestly, we shouldn't have done it on radio. It's a very visual gag. But before we get out of here, Nath, we do need a show ready.
Absolutely. It's how we finish show each and every day. We reward you, Australia, for listening to the show. Doesn't matter how much you've heard, and you give us a score out of 10. Today, it's going to be Maddie from Hobart. Hello, Maddie.
Hello.
Hello. Mads, how much of the show have you heard tonight?
A little bit.
How That's good. Do you used to listen to us in Hobart, Mads, when we did Hobart Breakfast?
Yes, I did.
Five years we did Hobart Breakfast.
Has the show got worse or better since we used to do Hobart Breakfast, Maddie? As in our show, Jimmy and Nate. I'm going after somebody else? Our show, I'm talking specifically Jimmy and Nate. Have we gotten worse or better?
It's still as good as it was in Hobart.
Okay. So we haven't improved. Good. Haven't improved at all.
I mean, look, it's still the best.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you, Maddie.
I don't think you mean it, Maddie.
I'm not buying
you mean it.
I do. I promise I mean it.
Okay. I believe you then.
I still don't. Maddie, you can be honest here. This is a show, Ray. It's about honesty. Would you say the Jimmy and Nath show it's plateaued, right? We're a bit stagnant.
No, it has improved. I'll say that.
Oh, so we were crap before, were we, Maddie?
No, you were still good.
No, Maddie, I feel like Nath bullied you into saying this.
So, Maddie, what are you going to give us out of 10?
10 out of 10, 100%.
There you go.
Still, I don't feel that was genuine either.
Oh, so now you're bullying, all right?
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nath on the socials. At Jimmy and Nath. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.